be there fast.
Why your fence gate won't close properly and how to fix it. Hi everyone, DJ Markison here, owner of Fence Company Near Me. It's incredibly frustrating when you head out to your backyard and realize your fence gate won't click shut. Instead of swinging cleanly, it bounces off the latch or scrapes along the grass. A gate that refuses to close properly is more than just a daily annoyance. It's an open invitation for your family dog to slip out into a busy St. Pete Street and a major security vulnerability for your home. Even worse, a dangling or unlatched gate is incredibly prone to catching a strong gust of wind off the Gulf, which can rip the hinges right out of the post and cause hundreds of dollars in damage. Getting to the bottom of a stubborn gate protects your sanity and your property before a minor alignment issue turns into a total structural failure. The most common culprit behind a misaligned gate here in Pinellas County is shifting soil. Our local sandy ground in places like Clearwater and Largo easily shifts and compresses, especially when we get saturated by heavy summer downpours. Because gate posts carry the heavy weight of the door, a quarter inch of movement at the base translates into a massive sag at the latch. If you look closely and notice the top of your latch is striking the catch too low, your hinge post is likely leaning inward. You can often fix minor shifts by adjusting the nuts on adjustable J-bolt hinges if your fence has them. If the sand has settled, you might need to shave down the latch path, or in severe cases, reset the post entirely to bring everything back to a perfect 90-degree angle. Another classic Florida issue is thermal expansion and swelling. During our hottest months, the intense heat can cause vinyl rails to grow, while the heavy humidity causes wood pickets to plump up. If your gate was installed during a cooler, drier stretch with tight tolerances, it might literally outgrow its opening by July. If the gate frame is physically wedged against the latch post, you can try adjusting the hinges outward to create a wider gap. For swollen wood gates, a quick pass with a hand plane along the latch edge removes just enough material to let it swing freely again without sacrificing your privacy. Finally, gravity is always working against your gate frame. Over time, the constant swinging and slamming can cause a heavy wood gate to rack or sag into a trapezoid shape instead of a crisp square. If you see the bottom corner of your gate dragging on the grass, you need to reinforce the frame. A simple and highly effective fix is installing an anti-sag gate kit, which consists of a metal cable and a turnbuckle running diagonally from the top hinge corner down to the bottom latch corner. Tightening the turnbuckle lifts the falling edge of the gate back into place like magic. Keeping your gate swinging smoothly is a small maintenance task that pays huge dividends in peace of mind. Taking an afternoon to tighten up loose screws, spray the hinges with a silicone-based lubricant, and realign your latches ensures your backyard remains the secure sanctuary it was built to be. Until next time, this is DJ Markison, your friendly fence guy, reminding you that a solid fence leads to solid peace of mind. Fast.